Moment of silence for the champions, for those who love the fourth quarter. I love the ninth inning, I love game seven. Bring on the competition, cause in my heart can't nobody do it better. Can't slow me down, won't stop me, never.
Alright, welcome back to the pod, people. How we doing today, Ian Kane?
Feeling a bit under the weather, mate. There's this fucking lady, she's been sick for about 2 weeks. And fucking, yeah, every day. Fucking stay home, bitch. Seriously.
Damn.
Fucking disgusting. Maybe I'll go out for a run, sweat it up.
Fair enough. Speaking of a bit of gossip and rumours.
Yeah.
There's a few rumours going around the NBA at the moment.
Certainly are. A
couple fresh off the press. Someone from ESPN just came out and said LeBron is 100% leaving. Right. So I think LeBron's camp just has disputed it, pretty much saying, LeBron despises Dan Gilbert and there's no chance he's returning. LA's his second home. What are your thoughts on the latest? Do you reckon there's a bit of truth to it?
Probably there is. I despise Dan Gilbert because he's been a knob lately. What do you do? There's calls even to, trade LeBron potentially before the season starts, even though it's like, 1.5 months away?
And KD's, he's having a Twitter debate with some kind of a rapper saying, oh.
Yeah, LD.
Who's that? Who is that rapper, man? I'm out of the loop.
I don't know. I'm out of the loop as well. I'm pretty not into the rap scene these days.
The good thing for that rapper is that everyone's going to be Googling who the hell is this guy.
Exactly. Maybe it's the acronym for Damian Lillard. Apparently he's doing some rap songs.
The Dame. Oh, yeah, the Dame is definitely, that's his scene for sure. But there's some truth to it. There's some merit to what that guy was saying. He's pretty much saying, why don't you just trade him? If you know he's leaving, he's a tradable asset. Why not trade him? But, I guess if you're a team on the receiving end, you know LeBron's intentions, you know how much power he's got, and he's going to do his utmost best to end up in LA if that's where he wants to catch it, that's where he wants to go. So, why would you trade for a guy, even if it's LeBron, for half a season? I don't know. It's probably not much use of that, is there?
Unless you're Golden State or someone wanting to beat Golden State.
That is true. Unless you're Celtics.
Celtics.
Trade all your assets that you've accumulated for LeBron for half a season.
Who would you trade for?
For a ring. Who would you... Oh, mate, give up. Give up Hayward. Oh, you can't give up Hayward. You just sign. You give up... I don't know. Anyone. Could just make this happen, But it is... Look, this is a little bit far-fetched, but there's another little rumour going around that LeBron and Kyrie had a meeting in Miami.
Yeah.
They met up in Miami, which is interesting in its own right. I mean, Stephen A. said if LeBron ever saw Kyrie, he's going to smack him in the face. But it sounds like there was no smacking going around.
Exactly. Sounds like a bit of whining and dining, saying, please stay.
Please stay with me. but I think I think Kyrie's sort of, saying that he's not going to sign back up with X number of teams that even if they sign, even if they trade him. So maybe he's sort of pushing back and saying, I might as well stay with Cleveland for the next year or two and then go wherever I want to go as well, right? So from his point of view, he's trying to figure out his next move.
Yeah, well, doesn't he still have 2 years? And even next year, he's still had another year to go.
Yeah, he's got 2 full years. But maybe he's thinking, rather than end up in some hole.
True.
Phoenix, I wouldn't call a hole because they've got Devin Booker and some other young assets there that could potentially be like an eighth place team. You never know.
Yeah, but it's not a party town.
Yeah, it's out in the desert, man. The desert gets hot. Gets hot in the summer, that's for sure.
Exactly. I had a mate who,
from Phoenix?
He's always supported the Suns. And he's like, how the Suns going this year? Have they traded for anyone? Are they going to be able to compete? And someone came back going, yeah, they're going to compete for the wooden spoon.
Yeah. So, it's not very attractive, I guess. for him. So I did see somewhere that the one team that he would sign an extension with is Spurs. But Spurs, who they got nothing to give up anyway, so that probably won't go down. But yeah, oh man, how cool would it be just to know what they might have been talking about, you know, how that meeting would have gone down. It would have been really interesting. Out in Miami. Is there a conspiracy theory here, though? Is this some kind of a big drama that they've concocted together to pull some kind of leverage for themselves and maybe even push Dan Gilbert to breaking point, in a sense? Is there any sort of conspiracy theory there? Because this almost seems beyond real, this shit that's happening at the moment.
Yeah, it does seem a bit like that, doesn't it?
No merit to that.
Yeah, like you would send Dan Gilbert somewhere, right? Make him go crazy, maybe trade a few players, and just loses all his leverage.
Yeah. I mean, they wouldn't be trying to force his hand to sell the franchise or something. That's too crazy.
I don't think he'd ever sell. Yeah. Even though he's losing money.
Yeah, apparently he's struggling in business, right? So, I don't know. It's just the fact that he asked for a trade just after the trading, just after the draft, and then all this noise about, you know, LeBron being a bad teammate, being a big brother, little brother kind of relationship, them poking fun at each other through Instagram, and now they're having a peace meeting like 6 weeks later. Like, this shit just sounds crazy, man. It's like they've all been partying hard, they're all like hungover, and now they're all trying to make up after a big night out kind of thing. It's just, that's what I'm like, is there some kind of a weird conspiracy theory going on?
Maybe they're all just tripping, you know, just they're coming down from the lip. Long.
Potentially, man, potentially. Well, what about quick note on Zebo? How sad to hear that the dude's been done up for weed.
Possession? Exactly. Allegedly. Possession and trafficking.
Exactly. Get that. I hope we got that nice and clear. Allegedly. We don't want to get sued and shit.
Well, so if he gets convicted, the league said they're going to throw him out. Dang. And ban him for good. That's the end of his career.
That's a bad way for him to go out. For someone that started out really rough with Portland, you know, the jailblazers, quote unquote, had a rough start, and then cleaned up his act right in Memphis and really made a name for himself as like that real blue collar, tough, hardworking player, and to get locked up allegedly for possession of marijuana, that sounds a little bit sad. So hopefully that all gets taken care of.
Yeah. Shout out to you, Zebo.
Did you see another little diss? I love these Instagram little disses and, you know, little reports and things like that. Did you hear how Dante Jones said Steph is not even a top 10 player? I'd put him like 10, 11 or something like that.
Yeah, I did hear that.
It's
well, where would you put Dante Jones?
Well, man, Dante Jones, I'd sneak him in the top 500. But Dante Jones is like definitely one on the LeBron sort of side of the fence, right?
Yeah, he definitely is a LeBron supporter.
And he's just poking a little at Steph, because Steph, being the babyface killer that he is, he gets nothing back. You know, he shits on a court. You know, you hear nothing back. Oh, that's Steph being cute. You know, Steph, you know, goes missing in the 2016 finals. Oh, Steph had a bad ankle, right? You know, Steph's troubles through the start of the 2016-17 season, KD's fault. So Steph gets away with a lot of shit, but it's good that someone puts something on him.
Yeah, he does. He sort of like hides out of the limelight a little, yeah. You know, because he's got so many other big personalities around him. Like Draymond's always in the news, so he cops a lot of the flack.
Yeah,
you know, or it's all because Clay can't shoot and he's off or something.
Yeah,
and that dude's still shooting like 45%.
Yeah, yeah, that's it. And he's got that vanilla look going too, man. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So he gets a lot of passes, but nah, it's good. Good on Dante Jones, man. Good on Dante Jones. Just KD. Just a quick note, man. He's like apologizing again. Like he always seems to be saying the wrong thing at the wrong time. He did some NBA sanctioned tour to India, and then he was like, he made some diss towards India, then he was apologizing. I don't even know if we want to cover this, but
nah, like,
the dude seems to be always apologizing.
Yeah, like, he used to be, like, people used to go, oh, he always knows the right things to say. Ever since he's moved, he's just always apologizing for what he's doing.
He always doesn't know what to say now.
Yeah, it's like he's, you know, always got to, you know, backtrack and go, nah, sorry, didn't mean it.
Yeah, yeah, but we'll leave that be. But how cool has it been to see in the summer all these stars, and I'm talking like all stars teaming up and, like, you know, having their little pickup games, like PG and Russ I saw were playing together, LeBron and John Wall, Melo and CJ McCollum. Yeah, it's pretty cool to see, right?
Yeah, it's definitely good to see these guys play outside of, you know, training camps and things like that. It's all these little pickup games, like, you know, recently there's LeBron, Melo,
KD,
and KD,
J.R. Smith. I saw a couple other young sort of NBA players in there as well. Someone from Washington, I think it's Kelly Oubre Jr.
Yep.
Yeah, a bunch of players just getting together and running, you know, going to pick up games. How sick is that, right?
That's awesome. Except that, whereas we rock up in a, you know, beat up old car, LeBron rocks up in his private jet, flies down, plays for 2 hours and flies back.
That's it, man. Flies into New York from LA. They got, like, their gangster music playing in the background. I'm like, man, that's the ultimate pickup game. I would have liked to be like a ball boy in that game or something. You know, he fetched the ball to these guys. Here you go.
Just watch it, sir. Secret tapes.
That's it. But no, it's great to see. The other thing is that how cool is it to see that how much they care?
Yeah.
Like
it's like their love of the game. Like, they just love the game, the play, and it's not just for their money.
Absolutely. And a pride in their craft, right? To you know, it's middle of the summer, but they're still staying in shape, that type of thing. That was awesome to see, like, Melo posting up those videos. That was really cool to see.
You could say they've been playing Speaking of staying in shape.
Yeah.
Harden.
James Harden, man. The big sexy.
Yeah.
The big sexy. There used to be the big beard. Now he's just big sexy.
Has he trimmed that beard a little bit to show more of his chest?
I don't know, but he's looking buff. And now he's training with his top off too. Dude, he had a singlet and a t-shirt before. You know what I mean? Like, he was covered up.
He's like one of my mates who whenever we go swimming, he's always in a bloody t-shirt. Everyone else is, you know, top off. This guy always in a t-shirt. That was hard.
And there's a reason for that, because he's out of shape like shit, right?
Nah, this guy's actually ripped. He just doesn't want to show it.
Your friend?
Yeah.
How, mate, is he, what's wrong with him?
I don't know.
He needs to get his shit out.
Exactly. If it was me,
shake what your mama gave you,
guns
man.
Out.
Shake what your mama gave you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Man, I think James Harden's all set up for a massive MVP run, by the looks of it. So good to see the big success.
I think he's a bit angry that Russ got it and he didn't. And he went longer in the finals than Russ.
Well, looking forward to seeing what the beard does this coming season. The schedule got put out as well. Any sort of games to look forward to for you?
So you mean aside from the Christmas games?
Yes.
So big games would be to see how the rookies go against each other.
Yep.
So, you know, Ball versus Foots and Simmons. See how the two big teams go.
Yep.
See how the Grizzlies are going.
For me, the rivalry games.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you know, wherever Kyrie gets traded, if he gets traded now, versus Cavaliers, of course. I think Russ versus KD with PG now in his team as well. That's pretty cool.
Clippers versus Houston.
Absolutely. That's gonna be interesting as well. So for me, it's all the rivalry games that I'm gonna pencil in when I get my hands on the schedule.
Probably. Yeah.
But man, it's there's still drama in the NBA, man. Middle of summer, you know, there's no games going on, but we still got stuff to talk about. So
exactly. Apparently, LA has one of the most national game on TV as well
this season.
They got 37 games or something that's on ESPN.
Oh shit. So they're expecting a big bounce back soon.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. But that's it for this week in the NBA, man. Thanks a lot, Ian Kang.
No worries, Jake.
Thanks for your insight. I hope you enjoyed it. And subscribe. Chat to you soon.
See you guys.